We are learning Masechtas Yevamos Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning six lines from the top. Meisvei. We're going to ask a kasha now on Bar Kapara. We're actually going to ask a kasha on Bar Kapara. We're going to slug him up. Bar Kapara said that by a case of Vasachas, according to Reb Shimon, the halacha is, even by Vasachas, you only chayev one. And that, Reb Chiya argued, and he said, if you're Reb Shimon, you chayev two. So we have here a brisa, Meisvei. Mamash just Mechleikas, and we have a four. Meisvei. Zer Shashimesh B'Shabbos, two cases. Either Zara Shimish of Shabbos was handling two Asurim, Issa Zaras, Issa Shabbos, and now Balmum, Shimish of Tumma handling two Asurim, Balmum and Tumma. Yeshka Mishim Zaras, Mishim Shabbos, Mishim Balmum, Mishim Batumma, the Rabbi Yasi. This is Rabbi Yasi who holds Isser, Chalal Isser, holds that both of these are Chal, both of these are Chal. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Ein Kanel Mishim Zaras. Ubamum Bavar. Hashem says, no, you only chayev one. You only chayev one. That's what this Brisa says, Mefurish. Hashem says, you only chayev one. And Pashtus, we're talking about a case here of Isser, Kailul Pashtus, because here, by Bamum, Zar Shimish Shabbos, or Bamum Shimish Tumma, it's a case of Kailul. Why are we saying Pashtus when Isser Kailul? Because it left out a case. It left out a case of Vasachas. So it left out a case of Vasachas, it sounds like talking about Isser Kailul. And what does it say over here about Isser Kailul? That according to Rabbi Yaisi Yechayev, two, according to Rabbi Shimon Yechayev, one. Now, why didn't it say a case of Zar She Ochal the Malika? Why didn't it say that case? The Gemara doesn't explain. He didn't say that case, because that case everyone agrees Yechayev, two. So let's see it in Zar. Zar the Gemara, the Ilu Malika Shah, you left out the case of Malika, Leman Shah, who did you leave it out for? You leave it out Rabbi Yaisi. If you left it out because Rabbi Yaisi, Hashem Yaisi, Vesa Kailu Machayev, Stein, Vesa Kailu Yechayev, two, Vesa Vazachas, and Vayi, you have to tell me Vesa Vazachas. So, there's no reason, to, you know, of course, that's Pasha. So Elalav, the Rav Shimon. Why we leave it out? Because the fear of Shimon will be Issa Kailu, the part of Issa Vasachas Mechayev. Left it out because here Rav Shimon's even Moida. But there what happens Vasachas, even Rav Shimon's Moida Chayev too. And therefore we left it out. Therefore we left it out. Tiyufta Bakaparo, Tiyufta. It's Taka, Kash, and Bakaparo that's proven that Rav Shimon will agree with Vasachas and not like Bakaparo. So now, the Gemara, we finished with the Machlekas of Chiyah Bakaparo. Just want to talk about a certain aspect of this Machlekas. One of the cases were that the Tzar did Avodah on Shabbos. We're saying, besides the Issa Zaras, Issa Shabbos. Now, what exactly did he do to be Chayim for Shabbos? Tzar Shimon Shabbos of Mat. If he did a Shchita, so Shchita can't be a problem because Shchita is Mutta Bazar. Shchita, Bazar, Kasher, it's Kosher v'shchita. He's allowed to do Shchita. It's no Issa Zaras at all. It's not Issa Zaras, it's a Shabbos. It's no Issa at all. He's allowed to do Shchita. So Elmai, we're talking about the next step. After you do Shchita, you catch Dam, it's called Kabbalah, and then you bring it to the Mizbeach. But Kabbalah v'halacha, there's no Issa. There's no Issa deraisa. Tiltal ba'amu. It's only a Maisa Tiltal. And it's no Issa malacha at all. And maybe it's all it is Issa Muksa. It's all it is. That's the Master Rashi. It's Issa Muksa. But it could be even less than Issa Muksa. But at most it is, because the dam is useless, so maybe it's from a Baal Chai, from on Shabbos. Maybe all it is Issa Muksa. And here we're handling Issa Deraisis, not Issa Muksa. So Elamai, it must be Baktara. Ibaktara, that you put on his back, so it's Issa Havara making a fire. That's not a Chi of Karis, that's not a Chi of Shabbos, that's a Chi of Lav on Shabbos. And right now the world thinks we're talking about a Karvan Chatos or something Chai of Skila, not a Loi Sasa. So the Chayra, what exactly are we talking about? Zar Shishimish B'Shabbos, that we say Yechayev to Isurim. It's a Zaris, which is Misa Deshemayim. And it's a Shabbos, which is a Chiv Shabbos, also Chiv Chatas, Chiv Karis. Which is a Shabbos, Chiv Karis? Shchit is Mutta, Kabbal V'Alacha is only Tiltal Muksa D'Rabbanan, and Havara is only allowed. So my answer is, Amar Avacha V'Yakai, V'Shchit is Parish of Kohen Gadol. We're talking about the Zar went ahead and Shechted the power of the Kohen Gadol. What Allah is, the power of the Kohen Gadol is even also for Kohen headed to do. Because it says in the parasha, Chuka, Kedivra Aimer, Shchita's part of the Kohen Gadol, Bazar Pasula, it's possible Bazar, even though it uses Shchita's Kasha Bazar, here it's possible Bazar. Why? Because the Pasuk says in the parasha of the Kohen Gadol, it says Lashon Chayk, which means it has to be Dafka B'Kohen Gadol. And since it has to be Dafka B'Kohen Gadol, so therefore Azar is. Azar is not allowed to do this. Azar is not allowed to bring this carbon. Ihachi, if that's the case, so my ear is Azar. You could have said a case of a Kohen head that's assumed for Shabbos. My ear is Azar. I feel the Kohen head also not allowed to do it. Also not allowed to do Avoida. Again, like we said, the Pasuk says, Vehikav Aaron is Parachat HaSasholoi. And then it says, Vahoy says, Oyes Lachem, Chuk Azam is Lashachoik. She has Dafka Aaron. It can't be Kohen head. So why is it Azar? So Mar says, you're right. Zar doesn't mean Zar. Zar means Zar Etzloi Ka'amar. It means even a kind-headed who's a Zar Etzloi, who's a Zar, clappy this. Zok to Gemara. So that's what we're saying right now. Gemara said, what's the case of Issa Shabbos? It was a case, he shechted a parsha Kohen Gadol. So now Rav Ashi to say, you don't have a better pshat. The Lashon Maskev is interesting, but Gemara says, Maskev law, Rav Ashi, we'll say it was Issa Akhtara. What's the problem? Oh, you said because Akhtara is on your lav? Midi Chatois Khtani? Does it say Chatois? Oh, Lavik Tani. Or it says Lavik Tani? El Esur Baal Mekhash. Talking about Esurim. Talking about Esurim. There's two Esurim. There's an Isser of. And he's saying even more, Lachar. It could even be Isser of Muksa also. He's saying all that he said was that a Zar Shishimus of Shabbos, it has Zaris and Shabbos. It's even two Esurim. Maybe it even means the Isser of Kabbalah Halacha. Say, is it Lav? Is it Zakaris? It's Suri the Kachashiv. So it could be any Isser. It could be any Isser. And therefore, that's all we're saying. So there could be any of those avodas. Could be Kabbalah, Halacha, Akhtara. Either way, they're called the Surim. And therefore, how do I know it's my Kabbalah v'Halacha? If you look at the Tosfos Hashanim, there in Maaseh Amidah, it says, Pirsu Kondus La'olam b'Kabbalah v'Halacha. V'Paragas v'As, Tiltal ba'amahu, Halakash Amidah, D'loik Tani, Ela Chayiv Shtayim, V'Klameh Suri Katani. And basically, the Tosfos Hashanim asks on that, it says, Lo'ini Hira, Da'inza is Suri, Kirin Ena Ela Tiltal v'Ister Rabbanon. Chaynira, D'kayahoy, going on Avara. So therefore, you could be a Tosfos Hashanim talking about Dafka Avara, but Rashi sounds like even talking about Halacha and Akhtara, Halacha and Kabbalah, because they're all Esurim. Like upon him, we are saying that all it says is Esurim Ba'alma. There's no Kasha which Avayda. Any Avayda that's also on Shabbos, it's talking about L'man Afkamina, what's an Afkamina, not giving Chatash, what's an Afkamina. L'Kaivra Ben Mishalom Gemurim, to bury Ben Mishalom Gemurim, because he did Esurim. Like upon him, that's Ad Kan, the Machlaikasim, Rabbi Chia and Bakapara, through Machlaikasim, with the Bia Machlaikas. Ad Kan has sugya of Rav Chia and Kapar. We're not finished the sugya of Enes Chalissa. The next Mishnah will continue in the same vein of the. There'll be other things also, but it will have Shaykhis to Enes Chalissa. Zok the next Mishnah, new Mishnah. Shnayim Shkitra Shtei Nashim. There was two people who Makash two Nashim. Uvashask Sasam Lechopa, Hachlifu, as Shalzeh, Lezeh, Vesh, Shalzeh, Lezeh. Sounds like right now they did it on purpose. They switched their wives. Two Makadish, two ladies, and then they switched their wives. This is Issa Eshizish we're handling here. If these two were brothers, then Yechayim also Mishim Eshizach, because you're marrying your brother's wife. Not only marrying Eshizish, you're marrying Eshizach. If the two ladies were sisters, you're not only marrying your Eshizish, that's your brother's wife, you're marrying your wife's sister. Yechayim because Achayis. Mishim Isha Achayis, Isha Achayis. If they were nidos, also chayiv because of nida. So it's shayach to have four different isurim here. If they're sisters and they're brothers, and she's a nida, you chayiv four different isurim. And the Gemara later on tomorrow's daf will handle which mandiyam is going to hold the isachal issa. So that's the kitzi chayiv four isurim, four chayiv karas actually. Mafrishin oison. And after this happens, you got to separate them in 3 months. Why? Shem Leberes, maybe Leberes, and it's a mamzer. We want to know who it's from. Therefore, we separate them in 3 months and then let them get remarried to their own wife, because then we know the baby that comes will be from the second marriage, not from the first marriage. It won't be a shayla mamzer. If they're ketanos who cannot have children, machzirin oison miyad. If the ketanos can't have children, you can let them come back right away. Because, what's the reason? Because they can't have children anyway, so there's no chshash of havchana. There's no chshash of havchana. And what you can have, if they were a bas kayin, they're married to Yisrael, and now they want to go back to their father's house to eat truma, they can't eat truma because they are considered zaynos. And we'll have to see in the Gemara that discusses this. Ad kana mishnah. So the mishnah said we had two people married to two women, and then they switched their wives. Break the Gemara, chlifu? They switched their wives. Midi Rishia skim to Rishalom over here. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. Vesu Halotan Rav Chia. Rei Kan Sheish Esher Chatoyis. Rav Chia says 16 Chatoyis here. Why? Each person he gets 4 Chatoyis. The man, the lady who was on with him, the other man, and the other lady who was on with him. 4 different people. 4 different Chatoyis. 1 Chatoyis for Eshesish. 1 Chatoyis for Eshesach. 1 Chatoyis for Achoyis. 1 Chatoyis for Nida. And they each get take chas for that. So it's 4 times 4 is 16. So it's 216 chatayis. Remember, even mazid, if someone mazid, miyik a carbon, no carbon. So first of all, two kash, why can't be totally did on purpose? First of all, talking about Rasham, and second of all, wouldn't be chatayis. Amrag Yehuda, Tani Huchlefu. They got switched. It's a mistake. And where's Hakan Amistava? That can make sense like that. Tell me Seifa, my Ktano is in Rush Lele, if Ktano is who can't have children, then you don't have to have Avchana, but Sinus Miyad. Be Bemazid, if it's Mazid, Allah is, if your wife is Zana on you from Bemazid, you're not let her remain, not take her back. You have to divorce her. Be Bemazid, Misharia. Someone says, no, we don't know the Kasha. Why? Because the Ktano who's Zana Bemazid is not called a Mazid. Because Pitu Ktano Oinus Dinu. If you convince a Ktano to Avera, that's a Oinus. She's not smart enough, and it's called a Oinus. And by Yisrael, Inis is mutter to stay married to her husband, even though if someone's ma'anis her. So pray to Gemara, Elo de Ketani, I'll bring another right, that's a mistake. Elo Ketani, Mephish Reis Shosh Chadashim. Shem Oberes, then. You separate them from three Chadashim, maybe the Oberes. Ha, well, listen, not Oberes. Ha, Loi Oberes. Sharon, they will be mutter right away. It's only because of Afchana we are separating them. And even more, that that even after 3 months, you see the mutter back to the husband. You see, the whole thing is only outside of Chana 3 months, but afterwards, it's Taka mutter. Be amazing, Mishari. If it was amazing, had the mutter. Here's the Shalak Tana. Elav, Shmamino, Hukum, Shmamino. You see, Taka was a mistake, and therefore the mutter, Shmamino. So, like upon him, I'm just doing it was my mistake, and then it's Chatayis, it's four Chatayis, the fourth of the Surim, and Met Hashem on tomorrow's daf, tomorrow's shir, we will learn all about Issachar, Issamaisiv again to figure out why all four Isurim, while all four Chiyav Karas were Chal.